And we start today's other news in Kentucky. Federal safety officials say the wing of a UPS cargo plane caught fire and its engine fell off just before it crashed after takeoff yesterday. Video shows a trail of smoke cutting across the sky in Louisville after the plane burst into flames. At least 11 people were killed and more than a dozen injured. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear says the plane narrowly missed a local restaurant and a major Ford factory nearby. But the city's mayor said this afternoon the damage is still devastating.
The impact and intensity of the wreckage, of the charred wreckage, is unlike anything I've ever seen before. The vast size of the debris field where the plane crashed in flames is completely heartbreaking.
The plane was fully loaded with fuel for a flight to Honolulu when it went down. The airport has since resumed operations, but UPS has warned that some deliveries could be delayed. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio briefed House and Senate leadership today about the Trump administration's strikes on alleged drug boats in the Caribbean and the Pacific. The meeting comes a day after Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth posted video of the latest deadly strike, which he said killed two people in the eastern Pacific. It's the 16th such attack since September. At least 66 people have been killed. President Trump has justified the strikes by saying the U.S. is in armed conflict with drug cartels. But lawmakers and legal experts have questioned the validity of that claim. In Los Angeles, an immigration raid involving a toddler is raising new questions about the tactics being used by immigration agents. The LA Times obtained this eyewitness video from outside a Home Depot yesterday. It shows agents apprehending a 32-year-old U.S. citizen as his toddler sits in the car. Two heavily armed, masked agents then drive away with the child in the back seat without the father. In a statement, the Department of Homeland Security says the man had exited his vehicle wielding a hammer and threw rocks at law enforcement. He was arrested for assault. An immigrants' rights group says the child, who turns 2 in January, has been reunited with family and is safe, while adding the family is obviously traumatized by the incident. Separately, in Chicago, Democratic Congressman Mike Quigley posted this video online, which he says shows a preschool teacher being dragged out of her school. The woman is believed to be from Colombia and was reportedly heard saying in Spanish, "I have papers." Chicago has become a focal point of the Trump administration's aggressive immigration crackdown. A DHS official responded by saying Quigley had misrepresented the facts and that the officers were carrying out a, quote, targeted traffic stop of an illegal alien who had fled inside. In the Middle East, Israel and Hamas have carried out their latest exchange, with Israel handing over the remains of 15 Palestinians and Hamas returning what is believed to be the body of an Israeli hostage. The exchanges are part of the ongoing yet fragile ceasefire agreement that took effect last month. Meantime, in Gaza itself, residents are bracing for winter, with many having lost their homes to Israeli bombardments. And while aid is getting into the territory, those who have returned home say conditions are dire.
We have no life here. We've lost all hope. We have no water. We have no food. We came back to rubble. We need a tent to live in for us and for our children, and to have our lives back to the way it was before.
Officials in Gaza say only about a quarter of the aid trucks agreed to in the ceasefire deal are reaching their destinations due to Israeli restrictions. Israel says it's fulfilling its obligations under the agreement and blames Hamas fighters for any shortages. On Wall Street today, stocks ended higher amid a steady stream of largely positive corporate earnings. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added more than 200 points on the day. The Nasdaq rose around 150 points. The S&P 500 also closed in positive territory. Still to come on the NewsHour, House Democratic Leader Hakeem Jeffries on what is now the longest U.S. government shutdown on record. We delve deeper into last night's election results and what they signal for next year's midterms. Plus, Judy Woodruff reports on an effort to bridge political divides in what was once coal country.
This is the PBS NewsHour from the David M. Rubenstein Studio at WETA in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.